people with type 2 diabetes, they're told falsely, fraudulently by their doctor, their pancreas isn't working anymore. That's a lie. Type 2 diabetics make as much as 10 times more insulin than a non-diabetic. It's just stacking up in there because the cells don't recognize it anymore. You take this secret sauce, the Sweeties, it sensitizes those receptor sites, and suddenly the floodgates are open and your blood sugar is going to drop like a rock. And so you can't be just blindly taking your medication without without checking your blood sugar, because you'll wake up off the floor. Whoa, what happened here? Okay, there's a testimony. It works. How long did it take? Are you off your medication yet?
I stopped taking the medicine. My second day, my blood sugar was around 200. After about a week, it's 102, 106.
What is it now?
I didn't get it this morning.
Oh, shame on you.
Shame on me.
Okay.
But it was 100 and change, I'm sure.
100, okay, so 100 instead of 200, instead of 300. Took a week. Instead of 400. Let's give him a hand. Praise God. Thank you for sharing. We do this 1,000 times a day. Diabetes is the easiest and quickest disease to get rid of. 2-3 days.
Wow.
Bam! That's using God's formula, not Evandia. Let's talk about cholesterol and heart disease and stroke. How many of you heard that cholesterol has something to do with heart disease and stroke? Raise your hand. If you don't raise your hand, you're either asleep or lying. Because I know you've heard about it. Okay. Well, I wrote the first paper on this in 1971 and said cholesterol has nothing to do with stroke or heart disease or clogged arteries. What I did was, you know, when you do 20,000 autopsies, you can ask that data any question you want. So I looked at the coronary arteries of vegans, individuals ate nothing but grain, vegetables, fruits, and nuts versus individuals that are meat eaters. Guess who had the worst clogged arteries? The vegans! Because of oxidized oils, cooking oils, old grains, salad dressings, mayonnaise, stir frying that extra, virgin olive oil. You want to kill yourself? You use extra, virgin olive oil. You will kill yourself. Uh-oh. Boy, there goes the hubbub through. Now, many of you don't know this fellow here, but I put his picture up here. This is Tyrone Crider. He was Martin Luther King III's roommate in college, Morehouse College. And he showed up at one of my meetings at 1 o'clock in the morning at the hotel. He's going back to the hotel, and he shows up. He's waiting for me in the lobby of the hotel. He introduced himself. He said, here's my bracelet. If this thing goes off, you know, like one of those things you're waiting for your table, it goes, lights and little beeps and things. If that goes off, that means I got my heart. I don't think I'm rude. I'm out of here. I'm on the heart transplant list for the last 3 years. I'm 60 years old. I'm 100 pounds overweight. They drain a gallon of fluid out of my chest 3 times a week because I have congestive heart failure, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, heart disease, and coronary artery disease, which they've been treating for 12 years with stents and drugs and all that kind of stuff. And they're treating me with water pills and everything. And I'm listening to him. He said, they're treating him with water pills, and he's still getting his chest drained. And he had a briefcase about the size of this one here with 27 prescription drugs in it, which he fortunately brought. So I look in there. He had 3 different brands of water pills, all of them work in a different manner. So I knew right away what his problem was. He had the same problem that Michael Jackson had. He had celiac disease, couldn't absorb the water pills. So I put him on a gluten-free diet. I gave him the Almighty 90. He had to take 3 doses a day because he's a 300-pound guy. Put him on the secret sauce for congestive heart failure, which is a simple deficiency of a single vitamin. Congestive heart failure, the most common cause of death in adults, congestive heart failure, is caused by a deficiency of a single vitamin. It sure got quiet in here, didn't it? Yeah, see, well, if I told you, I'd have to, Yeah, you take the 90 for life, because if you take it by itself, it won't work, okay? You have to take it with the basic platform, right? So you take the Almighty 90, the 90 for life, and you throw in the de-stress capsules, you throw in the Ultimate Daily Tablets, which are for the coronary artery disease, you throw in the selenium for the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease. So I hedge my bet. I treat them nutritionally for all three and put them on a gluten-free diet. And put him on some Sweeties to help him lose weight because he was sort of pre-diabetic and because of his 100 pounds overweight. His wife calls me, who, by the way, she had type 2 diabetes, which I got rid of in 3 days. And so anyway, she calls me. She says, I don't know what you did to my husband. She preceded her statement with that. And I thought, oh my gosh, something bad happened. And she says, he got up this morning. He stood in front of the toilet and peed out 40 pounds of water. Because just 3 days on a gluten-free diet, just maybe 0.001% of those water pills got absorbed. Enough for that stuff to get through there where he could actually urinate out the water, didn't have to have his chest drained for 3 times a week for the last 3 years anymore. Wow. Now here's what happened in 5 days. By the fifth day, his doctor calls his wife, Regina, and says, when he comes home, he forgot to turn his cell phone on. When he comes home, turn him around, send him back, because we think we've mixed his lab work up with somebody else. And don't let him take any medication, though. So she said, well, I already threw it away. We don't need it anymore. So she told the doctor. She already threw it away, 5 days. So he goes back. They take 5 hours. I mean, they did a $4,000 physical on him. 5 days, he's off of 27 medications, off the heart transplant list, and playing basketball with his boys. Hoo-ah!